Welcome back. It's predicted to be the defining disease of the baby boom generation, Alzheimer's. The incurable brain disorder destroys memory, comprehension, personality, and the ability to speak and function. As America's 78 million baby boomers turn 65, their risk of developing the disease significantly increases. According to the Alzheimer's Association, 10 million, or 1 in 8 baby boomers, will get Alzheimer's. This week, we have a series of reports on Alzheimer's. We'll look at the latest research and explore whether sufficient funding and planning are in place to provide care for the millions yet to be afflicted. We begin with Here and Now's Iris Adler, who brings us into one couple's life and struggle with Alzheimer's.
Dinner time in the Kelly house in suburban Boston is as lively and chaotic as any home with three kids under the age of 13.
Arden bought a lobster just to torture me.
It's not a home where you'd expect to find someone struggling with Alzheimer's. But at the age of 59, Ralph Kelly, the children's father, was diagnosed with the disease.
Time was just slowing down, and I didn't realize the world was passing me by.
Up to that point, Ralph had been on the fast track, doctor, researcher, and biotech executive. His passion for science began in high school.
You know, in my senior year, I did several theses on different parts of learning my train of thought again. It's the Alzheimer's. I'm going to have to reboot for a moment.
When Ralph continues, he explains that he carved a niche for himself in cardiovascular research, authoring several hundred papers. He found personal happiness as well when he met Ruth Fretz, an obstetrician.
We met on a blind date, and after we did, he sort of moved in about 18 days later.
Ralph and Ruth married in 1994. Ralph had a 10-year-old son from his first marriage, and when three more children followed, he left his research lab for a job at Genzyme Corporation, a biotech company in Cambridge, Massachusetts. But after several years on the job, Ralph began to sense something was wrong. He felt confused, unfocused, and was at a loss to explain why.
It took me 2 to 3 times as much time, you know, to write a report or something, as I would have done a couple of years earlier. People were talking, I guess, behind my back about, you know, what's wrong with Ralph and that sort of thing.
Still, this doctor and medical researcher never suspected he had Alzheimer's.
The first time that I knew something was really wrong was when I was walking from my home and turned around and had no idea where I was. I just became lost in an area where I've been living for, you know, almost 20 years.
Ruth also sensed something was wrong, but she didn't want to believe it might be Alzheimer's.
It's just scary. You didn't want it to be that. You don't really want to think about it at all. But, you know, a lot of things are coming apart.
It all finally came to a head at work in the spring of 2010 when Ralph lost his train of thought while giving a company-wide presentation.
I couldn't get through it. And a number of people in the room were just laughing at me because I couldn't get the words out. That's when everything changed.
After that incident, Ralph says he was told his job was being eliminated. The crisis led him to seek a medical workup. The diagnosis, Alzheimer's.
Hearing it out loud was really hard. I was in complete grief. This looked just awful. You know, it's not really like anyone has died, but you feel like you have. Something has.
As Ruth struggled with her husband's diagnosis, she faced a daunting task, explaining to her 9, 10, and 12-year-olds that their dad had a debilitating, fatal disease. Ruth says of the three children, her oldest daughter had the most difficult time.
Arden asked hard questions, you know, about what was the time span, what are you expecting. I suppose I could have fudged that, but I didn't. And when she did the Alzheimer's walk with me and Avery, she put on her website. Oh, her dad was dying.
All set. All righty, Dr. Kelly.
All right. Here we go.
Ruth told the kids that while there's no cure for Alzheimer's, their dad would be in a drug trial that might help him. At Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, Ralph is taking part in a double-blind trial testing the drug bapineuzumab. First, he's given a memory test.
And what was your last job?
Last job, I was a I know this. Because it'll come. Last job. Genzyme.
Genzyme.
Yeah.
The drug appears to reduce amyloid plaques, protein deposits that are thought to cause brain damage in Alzheimer's patients. But neuropsychologist Doreen Rentz says even if the drug works, Alzheimer's sufferers may not benefit.
We can remove the plaque from the brain, but we're not doing anything to reverse the actual disease.
Just over the last few weeks, I decided to just sort of burrow into it and get all the information I could. I was just beside myself because there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing out there besides bapineuzumab.
Ralph, honey?
These days, Ralph Kelly spends most of his time at home, seeking the most meaningful way to live in the time he has left.
I mean, right now, the actuaries say that I've got about 4 to 6 years.
Ralph thought about trying to work for as long as he could, but with Ruth's encouragement, he's chosen to spend as much time as possible with his family. His daughters, Arden and Avery, are grateful.
When he was at work, he wasn't that much home a lot, and now he's home, so then we get to spend more time with him than before.
Well, it's definitely better with him home.
He helps me sometimes practice soccer.
We bring two dogs, and Dad will kick it down the really big hill, and I tried to save it before it got down too far. That was fun.
Yeah.
Ralph is in the relatively early stages of Alzheimer's, where there are good days and bad. Down the road, the disease will take a terrible course. Beyond the memory loss, there is the inability to read or recognize loved ones, and there are profound personality changes. Ralph and Ruth say they don't focus on what lies ahead. Their challenge is to stay in the present, to create joy in their lives, to create memories that will sustain.
Living in the moment. Most of the time, I'm living in the moment because I've actually forgotten about yesterday. And I haven't seen tomorrow yet.
Well, take the card that's been played and make the very best of it, you know? I still pick the right guy.
You can see a slideshow of the Kelly family at hereandnow.org. Our story about the Kellys was produced by Here and Now's Iris Adler. Tomorrow, we'll hear from researchers about the latest efforts to find effective treatments for Alzheimer's. You're listening to Here and Now.